pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This summertime pattern rolls on. Very little day-to-day change with another hot and humid day today. High in the low to mid-90s. Heat index again, 100 to 105. What is this? The fifth day in a row now. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms here and there. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow and Thursday, highs in the low 90s again. Spotty hit or miss storms for some lucky towns. A lot of towns will get skipped, though. Then better rain chances as we get towards Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The rain chances over the weekend are better with storms in greater supply all 3 days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner, and now open Sundays for lunch.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, three generations, and the fourth generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ Troy and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Three. One, two, three.
No basement in the Alamo, people.
Stop it.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
I asked the guard, and he looked at me like I was crazy.
I saw that whole thing and was like, wow.
Yeah, I did that.
Tracy Kelly joins us from ASE Credit Union. She was at the Alamo in San Antonio, and she mentioned she was at the Alamo on Facebook, and I said, you know, there's a bike in the basement.
I went over on Sunday. I got there on Saturday for a conference. I went over to the Alamo on Sunday, and then I see your text later on, or your Facebook message. It's like, there's a bike in the basement. I'm like, well, doggone. I didn't even go in it. because I had a drink in my hand. They were going to make me throw the drink away. So I thought, well, so what I was, while I was at the conference one day for lunch, I thought, I'm just going to, because it was across the street, I'm going to walk over to the Alamo and I'm going to go see that dadgum bike. So I get over there, wait in the line, don't have any drinks in my hand. I walk in. It's just one of this, like, this big, like, room mainly. Walk in, like, pretend that I'm looking at the stuff that they have, you know, like the little informational signs that I never read. Walk through, show enough respect, and then I get to the exit door, which is in the back on the side, and there's a guard standing there. And I'm like, so,
where's the
bike? Where are the stairs that lead down to the basement? And he said, what do you... I was like, the bike. I just want to see the bike. He was like, that's on the Pee Wee Herman movie. I said, oh.
I get this Facebook message that says, I hate you. And I was like, what? Like, there's no basement in the Alamo. I was like, what? You've never seen Pee Wee Herman? She's like, no.
Never seen Pee Wee's Big Adventure? I mean, come on.
And I was thinking, I mean, I'm not stupid. I mean, I'm thinking, well, maybe, like, the basement is some sort of underground bunker that was built. And
right.
I mean, I'm not dumb enough, I hope. But I, you know, I thought it maybe, like, back then there wasn't modern-day bikes, but someone engineered, like, a primitive...
One of those bikes with the giant wheel on front and the small one on the back?
Yeah, and it was one of the things that you needed to see while you were there. So I tried to go see it, but it doesn't exist.
That's
so
really, really funny.
That.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
He's not sorry.
We all got
I'm not even remotely sorry because that is a
because
great
this is
story.
Really hilarious.
And I've told like 7 people that story.
Oh, yeah. Well, so. I've had several people be like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you haven't seen the movie. And I'm like, I can't believe you've seen the movie. That's what I can't believe, that you spent an hour and a half of your time watching that movie.
I've seen that movie at least 37 times.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I was saying, I've seen it more.
I've seen it as recently as the last couple years.
That's terribly
You have kids? You don't let them watch it?
I mean, it's not that I wouldn't let them watch it. It's just that when we're flipping through shows, it's not like I'm like, stop. There's Pee Wee.
I saw it in the theater.
Did you really? Now, yeah. That's too much.
I mean, I saw, like, that was back when there was no cable.
Yeah. You went to the theater.
You went to the theater. I mean, like, movies.
We went to the movies
like,
the other day, and it was $75. For four people.
Yeah.
$75? Four people, one popcorn, two large drinks, and two things of candy. It was $75. I thought if it had been my oldest birthday, and that's what he wanted to do, I thought like steam was going to come out his ears.
Oh, my gosh.
He thought she was kidding, but it was $75. So now Toy Story 4, it's like, dude, Netflix will get it in about 15 years.
Well, that's why I don't go to the movies. I don't like watching movies with other people to begin with, plus especially strangers, but that's not what you're here to talk about. ASC Credit Union has an amazing, amazing checking account. So amazing, it's even more amazing than I have been advertising it as. Tell us what's going on with the Kasasa Cash and Cashback checking account.
Okay, so we have two new checking accounts. So our basic ASC checking account, it doesn't have any rewards attached to it, that kind of thing. It's free, no minimum balance. But we have Kasasa Cash and Kasasa Cashback. So on Kasasa Cash, again, the accounts, there's no opening deposit required, no minimum balance, no monthly fees, but it will pay you 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. So you can have $1 in the account or you can have $30,000 in the account and you'll get paid 4% on that money.
They're just handing you money.
It's crazy.
Just giving you money.
Yeah.
If you go get a CD at any four-letter institution, any bank,
mm-hmm.
nobody that I've seen is paying 4%. Nobody.
Your 5-year CD rates now are about
3%.
Yeah, and you're tying your money up for 5 years.
Right.
And if you get it out early, you pay the penalty and you don't get the, you know, the
right.
interest. But with this, your money stays liquid. So you can park your money in that account knowing that if you have an emergency or and you need to pull that money out, you can go in and pull it out. There's like no penalties or anything anything. So that's the cash. And then we have Kasasa Cash Back, which is 3% cash back up to $12 per month. So I've kind of done the math on it. And if you carry a balance of around $3,000 to $3,500 or more a month, you're better going with Kasasa Cash. If you carry a balance less than that, then Kasasa Cash Back is going
to
be
How do you get the up to $12 reward? Where does that come from?
The 3%.
Okay, up to $12.
Yeah, on your spending. So you wherever you spend.
So if you go to the grocery store and you spend $100, you get $1.20 back. That's 12%. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
No, it's 3%. You get 30 cents back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Every $100 you spend.
Yes, and it's paid.
For the course of the whole month.
Yes,
so if you pay your rent, and your rent's $1,000 and you pay it on the... Out of there, you
out
get...
Out of that debit card.
You get 3% cash back?
You get 3% cash back up to $12 per month.
That's wonderful. That's a great deal.
So, yeah. So, it's a way for us as a credit union to
play... Don't make
play.
Me do math on air, Dave.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't do
either.
Math either. It's a way for us as a credit union to play in some of that big bank space and do it still maintaining the integrity of a credit union with, you know... No balance requirements, no monthly fees, that kind of thing. There are a few requirements for the rewards per month. So it is stuff that you probably already do. 12 debit card swipes per month, which I can do 12 debit card swipes in 2 days. You must have direct deposit or an ACH payment coming into or out of the account. And e-statements.
Okay.
So you do those things every month, you qualify for the rewards.
So
if you don't do those things, you just don't get the rewards.
So if you're at one of those big four-letter institutions...
Do you have to swipe it 12 times?
On the rewards account.
On the Kasasa Cash or the Kasasa Cashback account, 12 debit card swipes per month.
But you have to do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Those are the... requirements.
That's your gas. That's your... You go to the gas station.
I don't use a debit card at gas stations.
Do you not?
No.
Why?
Because that's where, like, you're most likely to get your credit card number stolen.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I just pull on the thing and it doesn't move.
If you've ever had that done, then...
But you go to Costco where they have the little
they stopped taking
theft-proof thing.
They stopped taking Amex, so I don't go there anymore for gas. Anyway, but this is not about Amex.
Look at Mr. Amex over here.
It's about Kasasa.
Is your Amex black?
No.
Well, then it's not an Amex.
Ow. It's just an Amex.
Anyway, let's talk rewards. So you get 3% cash back. Now, my credit card only gives me 1.5% cash back.
Right.
So this is doubling your rewards.
Right. And your money is liquid.
Okay. So if you carry a $3,000, $3,500 a month less balance, the cash back's the
cash
way
backs.
For you.
Yeah, the cash back. And you can kind of sit down and look at what you spend per month and do the math on it. But
this is phenomenal.
Around $3,000, $3,500 spending per month less than go with the cash back.
There's basically zero excuse everyone in our audience is not in one of these programs.
Pretty much.
Oh, there's...
There's no excuse.
No, there's absolutely no excuse.
There's no excuse you're not in one of these programs. Because you're going to either get 4% on your money, or you're going to get 3% on your money up to $12 a month.
Right. Or you just have a basic ASC checking account that's totally free.
Absolutely free.
I mean...
But why would you go to the free account when you can get cash back?
The cash back accounts do not allow for courtesy pay, which
is... What does that mean?
It is a, and I probably shouldn't speak on it. It is a, it allows you to overdraw your account $500 a month.
I got you. Yeah.
And pay interest on that.
I got you.
So.
And the cashback accounts don't do that.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So the basic ASC, and if you are one of those people that don't want to do the debit card swipes or you're not going to do the e-statements or whatever, then you should just go with the basic.
Yeah.
The basic ASC.
Well, it's a phenomenal program. It's an absolutely wonderful program. And I keep telling people there's absolutely no reason at all you shouldn't have an ASC credit union checking account, period. At least the absolutely free one. There's no downside.
No.
There's no downside because it doesn't cost you anything.
It doesn't cost you anything, whereas some of the big banks, you know, you're paying $14, $15 a month. And whether you meet certain requirements or not, or you don't have a minimal, you know, you don't maintain a certain balance. And
they're what, 3 in Montgomery and 9 in the River Region?
There's 3 in Montgomery, 9 total.
9 total. And then you have co-op locations. I had someone ask me about the co-op locations. You just go in and you can withdraw money and while you're on the road.
Yes.
While you're
out
of the ASC footprint.
Exactly. So if you're in, say if you're in California, you can go on the co-op app or you can go on the ASC website. You can put in, you know, find my location or put in a zip code and it'll tell you the nearest location that you can access your money. But along with the Kasasa Cash and Cash Back, we have up to $25 a month ATM fees are refunded.
How many?
Up to $25 a month.
Up to $25 a month?
Yes. So if you are out of the area and you don't want to go
to a co-op
location, you can, with your Kasasa Cash or Cashback debit card, you can use that. And any ATM charges up to $4.99 $4.99 up to $25 a month will be automatically refunded to your account.
Guys, get by one of these locations, ASC Credit Union. It's really is all it's cracked up to be. There's no reason everybody shouldn't go find one of these locations and open an account. There's absolutely no reason. It's you are losing your money. I promise you, your checking account is not as good as these. I promise you.
No, and we also have Casasa Saver. So
what is
that? Okay, so it will pay 1% up to $100,000 savings account.
So
you put $30,000
in the checking account.
Your checking.
Yeah.
You put $100,000 in the Casasa Saver.
Uh huh.
So you can get 4% on the first on that $30,000, and then anything over and above $30,000, the Casasa Cash is going to pay 0.25.
Mm-hmm.
The Casasa Saver is going to pay 1%.
Okay.
So that whatever
will your money roll over into there?
Okay. So yeah. So all of your savings, if you have the Casasa Saver, then any money that you earn, your rewards that you earn through the cash or cash back, will automatically sweep into your Casasa Saver account.
Perfect. So here's the best thing to do. Walk in there and say, here's how much money I have. What should I do?
Exactly.
That's what you ought to do.
Exactly.
Here are my spending
we've
habits.
We've done the math and looked at it, and we can kind of guide you and tell you, because we've got a few other savings type accounts. So we could say, okay, for the first $30,000, you want to put it here. For, $31,000 to
$129,999.
Then you would want to go here, and then beyond that, we can kind of help you.
Yeah.
Where
so walk in and say, "Here's how much money I have. Where do I put it?"
Exactly.
And they'll take care of you.
Definitely take care of you.
Tracy Kelly, you always do a phenomenal job on the radio,
and thank you.
We appreciate you swinging by whenever you get a chance.
I brought y'all some superhero capes.
Sweet.
Did you really?
I did.
I want a superhero.
I did. They're probably a little small. But
you mean you don't make them for 6'8" people?
You know, we don't.
But some of us have kids.
Well, that's. I didn't expect y'all to wear them out.
Oh, but we will.
I'm wearing them to Midtown Pizza Kitchen today.
Then that would be phenomenal. But
oh yeah, I'm wearing that.
Definitely.
There's a 0% chance I'm not wearing that.
Yeah. So.
I'll show you how I wear this though. Look, it's not necessarily a cape for me.
It's more like a bib.
A bib.
There you go. That works.
When he gets his spaghetti and meatballs.
You can put it here, so when you rob a bank, then there you go.
Or when I need to pass for, one of those ladies that Baron doesn't like too much.
Who?
You know, the muzzlers.
Oh, come on. We got a guest in the studio, Dave. All right, Tracy Kelly, federally insured NCUA equal opportunity lender over at ASC Credit Union. Complete with capes, ladies and gentlemen. How do can listeners get capes, or is this unique?
It's gonna be special.
We will be we'll be at the Peach Jam this weekend with capes for the
Peach
kids.
Jam with capes, people. With capes.
With capes.
I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, guys.
That was awesome.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502. 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. And I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Welcome back in. 22 minutes after 10 o'clock. My man Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group has a brand new real estate class that just started. You can still get signed up for it. You haven't missed anything major. It's phenomenal. It's on Thursday evening, 6 to 9 p.m. He wants to fill it to the rafters. The last several classes have been completely chock full, 100% attendance, or 100% registration. Give him a call, 551-0225, 551-0225, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. You can check out online, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. It's a great opportunity, man, a great chance to change careers. Maybe you're in a dead-end job, or maybe you don't feel like you were fully trained in your field and you're ready to start something new. Real estate is an exciting opportunity. You're basically your own boss. You set your own hours and work as hard and make as much money as you want, or work as little and make as little money as you want. That's up to you. But Bo Goodson can help get you trained and started for all your real estate needs, really. Not just schooling, but buying a house, selling a house. But he loves that real estate school. And if you got Thursday nights available, you need to find a way to make it in there. Really, really cool opportunity. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. 551-0225. 551-0225. Or check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com. All right. I got a long story to cover, but I'm not ready to do it yet. So I'm going to hold off till maybe the 11 o'clock hour. Colorado's snowpack is 40 times normal.
But Baron, that's because climate's changing and it's not supposed to be like that in June, right?
Mm-hmm. Global warming, they tell us. Remember where there weren't going to be any ice caps, polar ice caps?
No, you mean polar ice caps and Miami's going to be underwater.
I thought Miami was already underwater.
The valley in California will be completely underwater.
I thought we already had people that were mutating with gills like in Waterworld.
Baron, the Netherlands is going to be swimming.
Isn't that the one that's all diked in?
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of dikes over there.
A lot of dikes. Big dike people.
And Maine, of all places, too. It's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. 40 times normal snowpack in Colorado after a 20-inch snowstorm buried the high terrain of the Colorado Rockies, not the baseball team, over the last couple of days here. And these solstice, they're calling them solstice flakes because they fell on the solstice. Mm-hmm. Mark a continuation of a snowy stretch that began in January, February, lingered through the spring. Snowpack is now 4,121% above normal as of yesterday. Global warming, people, where are you?
Did you see there was a thing, I think it was Time, but it was one of the national, you know, magazines, and they tweeted this picture about how Greenland ice was melting and it's a tragedy and all that. Mm. And it's a picture of dogs sort of running in like to their knee-high water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw this account that was like, you know where this picture's from? It's from 1984.
Is it really?
And this is totally normal for this type of year in Greenland. And if you look at it, the top of it is melted, but the dogs are still running on ice that's thick enough for dogs to run across.
Right.
With a sled. Not just like three dogs. I'm talking about like a full-on Iditarod-style dog sled.
Why must those people be dishonest?
The thing is that here's what I have never figured out. Why don't people understand that, like, that you can debate things on the merits, but you can't just make up your own facts?
Liberalism. It's a Dave. It's liberalism. It is a mental disease.
But it hurts.
It is a mental disorder.
The thing is, though, it hurts the cause that you claim. It hurts the cause you claim to espouse.
Not enough. You know why? Because they get cover from the media and Hollywood and all these other people who parrot these facts over and over.
And most people don't do what we do and do the research and say, hey, this is what's going on.
And even if so, they say, like Dan Rather, it's fake but accurate. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's fake.
It's fake but accurate.
But it's accurate. That was the words he used to defend what they did to George W. Bush on the Vietnam War thing. The memo was fake.
But it was accurate.
It was accurate in that it captured the essence of what happened.
Oh.
Even though they had to fake a memo to capture the essence. It was fake but accurate. Update on a story we covered during the 9 o'clock hour. John Merrill has officially announced he is running for United States Senate. And he came out swinging.
Came in with some hot fire.
He brought high mustard. High heat. High heat.
He really did.
He's good. I do like him.
That's a pretty dang good opening salvo against,
Describe the ad. You watched it.
So basically it's him to camera, and then he starts talking about how Alabama, we put people in space, and we, our economy's humming, and we've done, we're protecting kind of gives you some, okay, Alabama, and then he says, and then he cuts to a picture of the Tide at the White House with President Trump, with that national championship they stole, saying, we win and we win for Trump. And then he says, and I'm a committed conservative, some folks in this race, run off before the job's done. And he says, about Tuberville leaving. And then he says something about some folks in the race don't, don't support our president like they should, and has a thing, has a frame with Bradley Byrne saying, Trump is unfit to be president. And then just goes along to say, I've been all over the state, and I'm the conservative choice here. So it's very well done. He comes across very genuine and likable, and then he also throws really, really juicy red meat at the base.
I would love to get that commercial. Can you email that commercial to me?
Mm-hmm.
I want to email it downstairs and see if they can get it plugged into the system. We can play it on air before the end of the day. They're very busy today. There's an event going on later this afternoon. It's kind of an all hands on deck deal. So, but if Jay or somebody down there is available, I'd like to get it plugged into the machine.
You need it emailed or texted?
Email it to me. That's the easiest thing to do.
Okay.
And I'll just forward that downstairs.
Okay.
I'd like to play the ad over the air because I thought it was a very effective ad when you played it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty impressed.
And here's the thing. This is my air test. I don't look at it. I just listen.
Right.
I didn't look at it. Was that Bling you sending me stuff?
Yeah. It's me sending you the email that you asked for.
That's the fanciest thing I've ever heard.
Just saying.
But why would it bling when you send something?
I don't know.
I'm not sure that's acceptable. All right, our number 272-9228, thebathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228 if you want to get in. So John Merrill officially in, throwing smoke, throwing absolute high heat. And I don't hate it.
No, I don't either. I think it's good for him.
I don't hate it. Good for the state. I like John Merrill. I like John Merrill. There's a lot of people that... You know what I am right now? ABM, baby. ABM.
Anybody but Moore.
Yeah. I'll even take that loser dud Bradley Byrne over Roy Moore. I cannot express enough how much I don't want Roy Moore to be in this race. But he is. And he's a loser. And he's selfish. And he's not humble. And he's boastful and prideful. And he's doing this for all the wrong reasons. And I hope that the people who have been sycophants of his and bootlickers for the last 20 years will abandon him en masse and go find a better candidate, someone who might actually be able to beat, what's his name, Dan Jones? What's his name? The guy that's the senator now.
Doug Jones.
I keep wanting to call him Don Jones. But Don's a loser caller, so I don't want to insult Doug Jones that way. Yeah, use me. Use my vote. I don't care. I'm not opposed. Anybody but Roy. We'll be back.
Feel is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me all you want to do is use.
What Do You Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Biscuits are baking up memories daily. Every Thursday night, they welcome fans to Riverwalk Stadium for Thirsty Thursday drink specials and free T-shirt Thursday. Join them on June 27th at 6:35 for Red Tails Night and T-shirt giveaway to the first 1,000 fans ages 15 and older. Gates open at 5:30 and be sure to arrive early to collect all 11 shirt designs throughout the season. Fans can also enjoy live music before the game in the club car bar. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, there are a couple of weaker readings on the economy. The Conference Board's consumer confidence reading for this month is weaker than May, and sales of new homes declined last month, a sign that lower mortgage rates still have not stimulated the housing market. New home sales were down 7.8% from the month before. It's the weakest reading since December. Drug company AbbVie is buying Allergan for more than $60 billion. D.R. Barton of MoneyMap Press says it's a good deal for AbbVie, and they will now sell different types of medications.
They're getting Allergan at a big discount. You may remember a couple of years ago, several years ago, Pfizer was going to buy them for $160 billion.
AbbVie is a former unit of Abbott Labs. It's known for arthritis medication Humira. Allergan makes Botox. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This summertime pattern rolls on and on. Very little day-to-day change with another hot and humid day today. High in the low to mid-90s. Heat index again, 100 to 105. What is this, the fifth day in a row now? Scattered random afternoon and evening storms here and there. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow and Thursday, highs in the low 90s again. Spotty hit or miss storms for some lucky towns. A lot of towns will get skipped, though. Then better rain chances as we get towards Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The rain chances over the weekend are better with storms in greater supply all 3 days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Think about it.
36 minutes after 10 o'clock. I got the lovely and talented Carolyn here. There is a 0% chance you have a valid reason that you've not called and talked to me yet. Looking glamorous today, Carolyn.
Looking only like she can look.
She classes the joint up.
That's for dang sure.
Dave and I in here looking semi-homeless.
Mm. Only semi, though. Not totally homeless.
Carolyn dresses like a socialite in suburban Los Angeles. Beverly Hills, something like that. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. My man Spencer over at Auburn House Wash. You know, you just got a couple days left to book for his special, the 15% off special. What is today, June 25? You got three, four business days left, and then the month is over? You got to call and book the total wash. Book the total wash. The roof, the house, and the driveway. 15% off. 15% off. Boom. It's an event. I was talking to a friend of mine who just had his shopping center cleaned the other day, and he said, it looks amazing. The place just pops. The place just explodes out of the background.
It's like it's new.
Yeah, it looks brand spanking new. That's what Auburn House Wash can do for you, can do for your business, can do for your shopping center, can do for anything. Auburn House Wash, 826 Wash, they have a truck dedicated to the river region. So, you know, it's not like they're dispatching people from Auburn. They're right around here. Auburn House Wash, 826 Wash, you can check them out online, auburnhousewash.com. You can find them on Facebook. You look at the Facebook, they got before and after pics. They got time-lapse footage and everything else. Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com or 826-WASH. Get in touch with my man Spencer over there. You're going to love him. He's your type, I promise. I promise. This is a cool little thing here. It has nothing to do with anything we've talked about. I got a map that shows the most commonly spoken language in every U.S. state after English and Spanish. English is number one in every state. Spanish, number two in every state.
In every state?
Yeah. The number three in... I'm not going to go through all the states. I don't care about all that. You know what the number three language spoken in Alabama is?
Korean.
Yeah. I didn't get it. I thought German.
German is like most of the upper Midwest, right?
Oh, all the Midwest. Yeah. Indiana, Ohio, Iowa.
And then like French is probably Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire.
I don't even know. I don't have the map in front of me. I just have the story that talked about it. I just remember Alabama. It's pretty fascinating, though. It's pretty fascinating. Let's see here. Oh, I'm sorry. Spanish is second most common language in 46 states. So we excluded those two languages. French most common in 6 states and D.C. Vietnamese most common language in 6 states. German most commonly spoken non-English. It's 9 states. And then you got Pennsylvania Dutch, which is corrupted German, basically. And Dutch itself is corrupted German. Deutsch. Penn's Woods. That's what Pennsylvania means.
I did not know that.
Did you not?
Mm-mm. Sylvania just means the woods?
Yeah. Penn's Woods.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Someone mentioned butt gig the other day.
Well, you sent me that story over the weekend, but we didn't get to it yesterday because...
I really like it. he may be out of it after his gaffe. You know, a white cop shot a black guy in South Bend. And for some reason, everyone on the left panics every time that happens. Despite the fact that cops shoot white people at a higher rate than they shoot black people. But that we don't let facts get in the way of good arguments around here. Emotions drive everything on the left. But that happened. And it's unfortunate, and it shouldn't happen ever. I mean, in an ideal world, no cop shoots any unarmed person ever. In an ideal world, cops always defuse the situation without violence. But this is not an ideal world. And sometimes things happen. Pete Buttigieg, he's the mayor from South Indiana. South Bend, Indiana, served 9 months in Afghanistan as a Navy Reserve intelligence officer. He's a low-grade ensign. What's that mean?
Ensign.
What's that mean? Is that a
rank? Did you say it's Navy?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that like...
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, but I mean, it's basically... You're not an officer.
Okay.
Which is interesting, because didn't he go to Harvard?
Yeah.
And he's the mayor.
Well, let me tell you, I went to law school with a guy who graduated from Harvard. Undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant guy. He's now a professor at IU.
Oh, no. Okay. Sorry. I was wrong.
Oh.
Commissioned officer, the lowest rank in the U.S. Navy and Coast Guard, ranking above chief warrant officer, below lieutenant.
So but he's not like a commissioned officer.
It's like a Navy junior grade, I guess. But I mean,
anyway.
Lieutenant junior grade?
It's like probably like an E7.
No, it's like an 0.5.
Huh.
He's an officer. He's above a warrant. So all warrants are above everyone that's enlisted. So all E,
right.
Then W, then all O.
Oh, okay.
So he's but it's below lieutenant. I guess maybe they don't have. It's a second lieutenant basically. So he's basically commissioned in the OF1 junior.
I went to law school with a kid who went to Harvard, and he was a Marine after he went to Harvard. So he graduated from law school. He graduated, excuse me, from college, and he signs up for the Marines. He's a big lib too. This is what I never understood.
Kind of like this guy.
This guy's a big old lib. He's now a professor at IU, but he was in my class. And I was fascinated with the story. I always asked him. He said when he got out of Harvard, he felt like he wanted to give back. So he wanted to join the Marines. But he went to sign up, and they were like, oh, man, we're going to make your life easy here. You're an officer, in and out. You know, we'll give you the minimal treatment, all that. He said, no, I want to carry a gun. And they were like, oh, everybody in the Marines has to carry a gun. He's like, fine. I want to start out as the lowest rank and work my way up. I don't want anything given to me because I went to Harvard. They were like, man, it's not just Harvard. It's a college degree. We just make you an officer. He's like, nope, I don't want that. I want to start at the bottom. I want to get deployed. I want to do all the things that you got to do to, like, all the other Marines. I don't want to be above anybody. He started out at the absolute bottom. They're like, hey, your wish is my command, buddy. He served 4 years and got out and went to law school. Now he's a professor at the law school over there. Smart guy. Super, super smart guy. I guess there are people that do that for whatever reason. Anyway, I'm going to go to the. I'm going to stop the story and go to Tom Baudette because he was in the Navy and he can tell
there
us what an ensign is, sir.
Yep. Yes, sir. I was an ensign.
What does that mean?
It's the lowest ranking of the commissioned grade. It's like a second lieutenant in the Army, a second lieutenant in the Air Force. I don't know what the hell they call them. I guess it's the same thing in the Marines, second lieutenant. Then they make for the Navy, they go from an ensign to a junior grade, which is the next thing below a lieutenant. And that's where it really gets messed up, because in the Navy, a lieutenant is railroad tracks on their collar.
Which is like a captain in the other service.
Yeah, that's a captain in the other services. In the Navy, a captain isn't until he's got a bird on each collar.
Right, which is like a colonel.
Yeah, it's the same thing as a full bird colonel. Then they got lieutenant colonels below them, lieutenant commanders. It's a hard thing, but I learned it pretty good. I went from E1 to O3. I was a Mustang, they call them. One half of 1% of the Navy allows them to commission enlisted to officer program.
Green to gold, right? Well, that's what in the other service they call it green to gold.
Yeah, but see, the Navy's
why does the Navy have to have all its own terminology?
Because it's a lot older and a lot different, and basically based on what the British came up with.
Why didn't we use
theirs?
Why didn't we use theirs? Why didn't everybody else use the Navy's if they're the oldest? Why do all three other branches use the same stuff and the Navy has all their own? It's confusing.
Well.
Confusing. Listen, I used to have to do military trials. It was very confusing because after a while, I got to where I could just, I figured out something very easy. You don't have to remember anybody's name in the military. You just walk up to everybody. It's either captain or major, you know, or whatever. That's the only thing. Look at the thing. Gold leaf, silver leaf. Are we looking at bars here? What are we looking at? We got a bird? All right. I can name those. I don't have to remember your last name. I don't know anything about you. Captain, how you doing? Yeah, good to see you, Major. And just move
the
right on through. The Navy, though, screwed me all up. Right? Mm-hmm, you see the bird, you say captain. He's like, or you say colonel. He's like, captain. Oh, sorry, bud.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can tell you, the only thing I could memorize was their last names. You know, I knew if your name was Bell. I knew if your name was Smith. I knew if your name was Thornton. But if you told me your name was Bobby or Billy or Joe, it would go in one ear and out the other. And it's not like that in all the branches of the service. The Coast Guard, when you're talking to them on the radio, they're all on first names. Hey, Joey, did you see any survivors? Hey, Bobby, no thanks. Let's go get some chow. But Navy don't operate like that, you know? I mean, at least not when I was in it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate just getting us up to speed on naval terminology.
So always good when the Navy comes up to have Tom Baudette listening and calling.
That's right. Well, he listens every day.
I know, but I'm
just
saying.
Well, who listens?
Everybody.
Everybody, including Tom Baudet. Tom, we appreciate it, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Even Navy Mustangs like Tom Baudet.
Anyway, I read this story, and I became as convinced as I've ever been that he's in the CIA. He's a CIA plant.
He's just a businessman in Zaire, Baron.
Talking about butt gig here.
Oh.
You just read the whole piece. It's in Newsweek. The title is Pete Buttigieg Explains How Serving in Afghanistan Helped His Rise to Improbable 2020 Presidential Contender. I believe that serving in Afghanistan helped his rise. You know what he was doing, by the way?
Something about, he was pushing paper around.
Mm-hmm. And?
Translator.
And guarding what? Guarding narco fields.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's what they were doing. Typical day in Kabul, he told Newsweek, included some video teleconferences, maybe checking in with one of our allied countries or another agency we're dealing with. There was a lot of interagency stuff because the threat finance cell was commanded by a DEA agent, partly housed within the Treasury. I was in the military element, and then we were working with everyone across the civilian spectrum in the intelligence community, the CIA, NSA, and Defense Intelligence Agency. Guys, the CIA, there's no other explanation for a 37-year-old gay mayor from South Bend to be taken seriously by all the major networks as a candidate for president. There's no other explanation. There's no other explanation at all. I remember when the guy announced. I didn't even know he was gay at the time. And it's just like, this 37-year-old mayor from South Bend wants to be president. I thought, okay, they'll chew him up quickly. I mean, no, all of a sudden he's on the cover of Time magazine. And I don't care that he's gay. That doesn't bother me. It's just, you know, just not your normal course to the presidency.
No. But, you know, stranger things have happened, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's, listen to this. Buttigieg never advertised he graduated with honors from Harvard, won a Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford, or had been elected mayor of South Bend. Quote, he just told me he worked for the government. Just a businessman in Zaire, dude.
Right.
Just a businessman in Zaire. Unbelievable. What kills me is everybody just acts like this isn't reality. This isn't happening. Everybody's like, nah, just Buttigieg rising on his own. Just a sharp guy. Speaks Finnish. Didn't you know? Bud.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Doing well, bud.
You know, I was actually wanting to call from the first 5 minutes of your show this morning when you talked about dropping acid. Do you remember that comment?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to think, well, that's not the thing I just saw here at Greenville, Alabama pushed me over the edge that I got to tell you about it, but I just want to say a memory. My had a very good friend, my best friend, actually. He died from a childhood leukemia back in, like, 95 or 96. When I used to work at Walmart as an hourly, working on my MBA, I worked with a good guy. His name was Derek, but he went by the name of Dude. And one night, a dude and his girlfriend came over to my wife's house, and we're sitting there with my best friend. And dude asked my friend, hey, man, you ever drop any acid? No, let's face it. Dude took every single form of drug you could possibly think of at least twice. And I remember my friend saying, yeah, man, I think I dropped a car battery in my foot one time. Hurt like hell, you know, but I mean, so every time I think of dropping acid, I always think about my best friend and good memories there. Not that you would ever think that when you were playing your show.
Well,
but
I didn't say what kind of acid.
Yes, you did not specify. That's correct.
Could have been car battery acid.
Absolutely. Maybe a double A, a C. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Or from that billion-dollar barrel in that dude's office.
I never would have thought I would sing this. Listen, you might go into front of a McDonald's, Publix, whatever, and you have your handicap area there. It's painted in blue, got your little yellow stripes. That's cool. Everybody, ADA, we all know that. Here in Greenville, just the rest stop just north of Greenville, Alabama, I was just now pulling into the commercial driver's area. Did you know the very first slot there is painted in blue with yellow stripes for a handicapped commercial driver's license, an 18-wheeler?
That's moderately frightening, but I got you.
I mean, that, let me put it this way, okay. You're always getting in your truck. You're getting out of your truck. You have to unload. You have all these things. And the first thing I thought of was, if someone cannot perform, if they need that,
yeah.
Do you really want them driving a commercial?
Or can they?
Bullet?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Well, it could be. It could be. But I appreciate your call. I do have to run for a break. We're slightly behind the clock. But we'll get it tight. We'll get it squared back up before we get back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP. And we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts. And yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In a cavern, down by a canyon, excavating for a mine, lived a miner from North Carolina and his daughter, sweet Clementine. Now every morning, just about dawning, when the sun began to shine, she would rouse up, wake all the cows up.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 4 minutes now to the top of the hour. The special at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week, lemon parmesan shrimp over spaghetti. Over some kind of noodle. I couldn't tell what kind of noodle it was, actually. It might be a linguine. But it looked like a spaghetti. Lemon parmesan shrimp. Got some cherry tomatoes for Jack, because we know how much he loves them. And some sautéed spinach in there as well. I am getting that in 1 hour and 4 minutes. We were going to get it yesterday, Dave.
That's right.
Plans changed at the last second. We weren't able to make it.
I'll let you in on a little secret.
What's that?
I went anyway.
Did you really? Yes. I wasn't able to make it.
And they should actually just call the special Hot Fire.
Is it that good?
It's very, very
good. Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot.
Very good.
Are you going to get it again?
Yes.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I love seafood, ladies and gentlemen. I would spend the rest of my life eating only things that came out of the ocean if I could. I like freshwater mussels. So maybe stuff out of the ocean or lakes. Water, swimming.
Yeah.
Found a swimming, give it a lemon.
There you go.
Right? That's why they garnish. You know why they garnish everything with lemons?
No.
In the old days, fish was bonier than it is. And you might get a little piece of bone caught in there, and you needed your saliva to kick up in overdrive to get the bone flushed down. So you would squirt a little of that lemon in your mouth. So it wasn't there to put on your fish. It was there just in an emergency. If you got a little bone lodged in your throat, you'd squirt the lemon, and then your saliva would kick in, and you flush that bone.
Is that before they figured out how to fillet?
Yeah, basically. I mean, or take their time.
Right.
Not only that, I guess people didn't drink water with their food. I don't know.
Well, because, like,
water's bad for your digestion.
Well, and, yes. Just, like, throughout history, water, not necessarily, like, the cleanest beverage.
No, that's true. Throughout history, water was contaminated, usually with, some town
lots
drunk throwing up
things.
In it, or, you know, people throwing their poo pot out the window into the drainage ditch, which ran into the local river, which you drank out of.
Where they do their laundry, and then also you drink out of it.
Yeah. That's why the human body was made for far rougher conditions than we give it.
Correct.
That's why I tell my kids, don't wash your hands. Don't wash your hands. Especially don't squirt that goo in there. Anyway, go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That's all that to say. Don't go to... You know what? I put up a thing yesterday about Midtown Pizza Kitchen special because it was so good looking. I shared their status.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, do your sponsors agree with your politics? I said, nobody agrees with my politics. I don't even always agree with my politics.
Sometimes, boom, right there.
Sometimes I say things and then I go think about it. I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Well,
do you know what?
Once very, very rarely, though.
Very rarely. Very rarely. But sometimes my politics can conflict with my actual beliefs. But I got to go with the politics. I'm a man of principle. Can't help it. All right. I guess we need to take a break, get the clock squared back up. I was off. How about a little Spencer Davis Group? Last time you heard this song. Been a while.
You know what this and the rejoin of that last segment have in common?
What?
Steve Winwood.
No way. Is he in this band?
Pretty sure.
Steve Winwood? There he is right there.
Yeah, see?
How about that?
I really do know everything, Baron.
Everything. We'll be back.